to us today, O Lord, for we want to listen to your words. Lord, use me. Cover me with your blood. Use me, O Lord Jesus. Fill this room with your presence. Oh, we want to see you, Lord. We want to touch you. We want to know that you are here. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Teach us and help us to release our spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. We are talking about the increase. He must increase and I must decrease.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody say, he must increase and I must decrease.
He must increase, but I must decrease.
Tell somebody, he must increase, I must decrease.
He must increase, I must decrease.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So who can increase him, who is our Lord Jesus Christ? Only the bride. Only the bride can increase Jesus. Because Jesus is the bridegroom. And only the bride can increase him. Amen? So if we are his bride, we can indeed increase him. Oh, God is calling us to be his increase. God is calling us to be his bride. Praise the Lord. So the characteristic of the bride, I shared for 2 weeks now, right? But last Sunday, I talked about the purpose of the bride, which is to increase of the bridegroom. Second, the bride belongs to the bridegroom. If you are the bride, then you belong to the bridegroom. Amen?
Amen.
Are you glad that you are bride and you belong to Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Third, the bride must be one with the bridegroom. We need to be one. Oh, praise the Lord. Actually, our entire life is becoming one with our Lord Jesus Christ. Everyday life is a disciplined life, actually, to be one with him. Everyday life and perhaps hardships in your life, you know, the negative or bad circumstances. Every circumstance, actually, it's God given to you so that you can grow. Hallelujah. Because the more you grow, the more you are going to be one with him. Okay, so today I'm going to continue from that message. And I'm going to continue the characteristic of the bride. So number four, okay, the characteristic of the bride is a corporate bride is the corporate body of Christ. Bride is not talking about an individual. It's not talking about just individual. But in the Bible, the bride signifies a corporate body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, we have to understand that Jesus has only one bride. Jesus Christ has only one bride, not two brides. Jesus Christ has only one church, not two churches. Only one church. There's only one body, not two bodies. Do you have one body or two bodies? Look at yourself. Do you have one body or two bodies? Are you sure? This is a principle, isn't it? Right? Even the little ones, they will know. I have only one body. That's right. The Bible says there's only one body. And that body is universal body. There's only one universal body. So all the churches in this whole planet is actually one body of Christ. Regardless of denominations. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now I'm going to talk about that corporate body of Christ. I want you to see from the Bible, all right, how God's intention, starting from the book of Genesis, God had God's intention to, when God created man, Adam, the corporate body was there. Okay, all right, we're going to go from Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26. Okay, there we go. Okay, let's read it together. Are you with me, church?
Yeah.
Okay, let's read it together. Begin. And God said, let us make man in our image, likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Amen. So look at here now. Alright? God said, let us make man. That word man, is this singular or plural? I asked him. He's an English teacher.
Singular.
That's a singular. He's an English teacher. Huh? Major. All right. That's a singular, isn't it? Let us make man. That's a singular, right? Okay. And then he says, in our image, and in our image, like, and let them. Is that singular or plural? Okay. Hey, Eric, long time no see. Do you see this? Now, if you're an English major, right? Now, does this sentence make sense?
No.
Uh-oh, there's a problem now. Oh, there's a problem. There's some visitors here too today, and then we're talking about the Bible, and I'm saying that there's a problem now. Oh, oh? You see that?
Yeah.
You speak English, right? You see that?
Yeah, I see that.
Right? So grammatically, this is not right, isn't it? God said, let us make man, that's a singular, in our image, likeness, and let him, it should be him, right? If we're grammatically correct, it should be him, isn't it? But it's not him, but it's them. So, what's going on here? Well, I want to tell you something. God is above grammar. Amen. God is above grammar, amen? Here, God has purpose. God has intention to tell us that when God created one man, Adam, his name is Adam, right? In Adam, there was a corporate people. There's a group of people. That's why God used the word them. So in Adam, there's them. Adam represents the whole humanity. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Some person, they argue with me like, I'm not a sinner. I'm not a sinner because I never committed sin. I never kill somebody. I never commit adultery. I never steal something. So I'm not a sinner. And I tell him, but you were born a sinner. What do you mean by born sinner? Well, you are the line of Adam. Adam was a sinner. You are included in Adam, and he was a sinner. Now you are the you're the descendant of Adam, then you automatically become a sinner. Even if you never sin with your mouth, or your thought, with your action, in your life, you're still a sinner because you are in the line of Adam. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yes.
So I want you to see, my brothers.
All right?
I want you to see corporate body of Christ. From the beginning, Genesis chapter 1 and 2 is very important chapters, by the way, because those two chapters is before sin came in. Sin, the Satan comes in to play in chapter 3. So chapter 1 and 2, there's no sin. So these two chapters, God's intention is there. God's purpose for whole humanity is there. So we have to find out what is God's intention, God's purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the beginning, God, when God created man, one man, but that man represents the whole man, the all man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, now let me go on. Let me go on to a few more scriptures now. Romans 5:12, next verse. Okay, read it together. Begin. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and through sin death, and thus death passed on to?
All men.
Passed on to what?
All men.
Because all have sinned. Look at this. One man sinned, right? And then what happened? Death passed to all men. You see that? Verse 19. Next slide. Okay, read that please. For just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were constituted sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, many will be considered righteous. The first one man is Adam. Adam's committed sin and many were constituted sinners. Second man, that one man is Jesus. That Jesus obey and many will be constituted as righteous. One man, Adam, sinned, all are sinners. One man, Jesus, he sacrificed himself for our sins, and all those who believe in Jesus will become righteous.
Amen.
This is the gospel. There are only two Adams. One Adam is human Adam, right? Another Adam, second Adam, or last Adam, you say it. Last Adam is Jesus Christ. And there's no third Adam, no more Adam. Because the second Adam, whose name is Jesus Christ, he finished Adam on the cross.
Amen.
There's no more Adam. If you are a believer, you're no longer in Adam. You're no longer in sin. You're no longer in death. You're no longer in darkness, but you are in the light.
Amen.
Because you belong to second Adam, who is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, I want you to see that one man represents the all men. Which man do you belong to? Do you belong to Adam, or do you belong to first Adam or second Adam?
Huh?
Do you belong to Adam or do you belong to Jesus? Okay. 1 Corinthians 12 to 13. Let's go to the next verse. Okay. All right. Begin. For even as the... Come on, church. I want you to recite this loudly, right? I will appreciate my brother, all right? If you can read this together. Amen? Hoshen. Not Hoshen. Hoshen. I got your name now. Hoshen. All right? English practice time, brothers. All right? You can see here too. Okay, ready? Begin. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the? Hallelujah. There's a one body or two bodies? Huh? Do you have one body or two bodies? I want you to see today very clearly God's intention, God's purpose. God's intention, God's purpose, God's plan for one body.
Amen.
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 One body but many members. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then he's talking about one body with many members, and then he says, so also is the Christ. So also is the Christ. That's the key words there. Meaning that Christ is also the body. So we are the body of Christ. Guess what? Christ is the body, so we represent Christ. Here is God's intention. God's intention is to have a group of people represent Him and to express Him. To represent Him and to express Him. Representation of Christ and expression of Christ. Okay, repeat after me, please. Representation of Christ,
Christ.
An expression of Christ. This is God's intention.
This is God's purpose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So there's only one body. There's only one body. Okay? Listen to this now. God wants to express Himself. Okay? God wants to express Himself. God's intention is to express Himself. Now, in order to express Himself, He cannot, listen to this, now, because He's a spirit, He cannot express, right? He needed something to express, and He chose man. He chose man. This is the reason why God created Adam. So Adam can express triune God. But then sin came in, Satan comes in and then deceived Adam, right? To eat the forbidden fruit. So when Adam committed sin, God had to take away the sin, solve the problem of sin, so that Adam can express God again. This is God's intention. So God had to send His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross to finish our sin, so believers can freely express God.
Amen.
Talk about God. Sing and praise Him. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Now, to express God, let me ask you something now. To express God, can this hand, can it adequately express the body? One hand, just this hand. Can this hand adequately express the body? No. If there's no body, only this hand is flying everywhere and doing this thing, you'd be scared to death, isn't it? Oh my goodness, what is that? Right? The whole body needs to function together, to express together. Then there's a beauty, right? In order to function together, it needs to be joined together. It needs to care together. It needs to love one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus. You as an individual Christian, if you stay as yourself, it is so difficult to overcome this world, to fight the enemy. No, we need the body of Christ. We need the brothers and sisters. Amen?
Amen.
Your going is for my going, right? How does that song goes? Do you remember the song? Your going is my going, right? Your
going.
Huh?
Amen.
Remember the song? I need you, saints. Desperately. Can you find this song? No, you cannot find it, right? Can you find it? Okay. See, we need one another because we are the members of the one body of Christ. If only few are functioning, then that is not adequate expression. Are you getting me? Only this half, okay, look at me now. Only this half, this right side is functioning. And this, the another half is not functioning. What is this? What do you call this?
Paralyzed.
Lame. Cripple. Right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a neck pain where you cannot move?
Yeah.
You can only move your eyes, right? You cannot use your neck because you have neck problem, neck disc. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Some of you had that pain before, right?
Yeah.
Do you understand? If your neck does not cooperate with your body, then you have a big problem. Hello? One day, Rachel went to the United States. She was traveling there, and then when I talked to her on the Skype or something like that, and she couldn't move. She was like, Hi, honey. I miss you, honey. And she went, what happened? Oh, I got neck problem. Her neck was so stiff, right? If your eyes not functioning right, if you cannot see things, oh, how hard that is! Can you imagine? Some doctor said if you don't function your eyes to see for 3 months, and they said you cover your eyes,
okay,
cover your eyes for 3 months, and you don't see nothing. You understand? Total black, right? For 3 months, doctors said you might lose your sight. There's a lesson. If you don't function your particular part of your body, then it will die. That function will die. Nerve system will degrade it, will be lower, and then eventually it will die away, right? God desires all of us as the body of Christ to function. To express together.
Amen.
If only this hand is healthy and is all the time doing this thing and the rest of the body, that's abnormal, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not beautiful to God. When is beautiful to God? When all the parts of the body function together.
Amen.
This is what it means. He must increase. Bride can only increase God, Jesus Christ, but bride, that word bride means a corporate body of Christ.
Amen.
I cannot overemphasize the importance of corporate body of Christ.
Amen.
This Sunday, this time, we must guard it. We must guard it. We must protect it because this is our time. This is our time to express God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And say, I don't care. Me, only my, only just one, myself going somewhere in Seoul and doing something else and miss the church, it will not affect the church. No, it will affect your church. It will affect our church. Because we are the parts of the body of Christ, the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Repeat after me. If you open your mouth,
if you open your mouth,
your heart will be open. If you open your heart, the Spirit will come out. Spirit will come out. Amen. Spirit will be released. Amen. So keep open your mouth and say amen.
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 Say, talk to somebody. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at the person behind you. Go ahead. Greet one another. Amen.
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 Someone took my glove here. Where is a thief in our church? Who's a thief in our church? I put the glove, which is very important illustration I'm going to make, and someone who stole my.
Rich,
you are the thief. How can you be playing as a thief today? Would you please bring the glove back? This I put it here for my purpose. See? This is a good message here. Listen up. Ah! Brothers and sisters! Bring it, I said, brother. Yeah. What's important is, are we acting and moving according to the purpose of God? Okay. My brother Steve is earning lots of money. Just illustration, my brother. Nothing to do with you, okay?
Okay?
You understand? Don't take it personal.
Okay, sure.
He's earning lots of money. Alright? Listen to this. He's earning lots of money. He's becoming a millionaire. And he says, hey, praise the Lord. God bless me. I'm becoming a millionaire. I'm so blessed with the material things now. Do you understand? He can just look at the money part and say, hey, it's God's blessing. But it could not be God's will. Okay, let me give you this illustration now. No, look at this now. Hoshen, are you ready? God is spirit. God is spirit, is invisible. You understand? But God desires to show himself, to manifest himself. You understand? So God chose us, people, man, Adam. And he took a picture. Take a picture, photograph. So we are the photograph of God. Do you understand? Amen? So when God take a photograph, he wants a clear picture. Not, he does not desire, his intention in the Genesis chapter 1 and 2 is not worship. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, God's intention is written there. Do you find worship there? Do you find there, I have created you so you can worship me? No. God's intention in Genesis 1 and 2 is not worship, is not serving, is not working for God. You see? When God takes a photograph, God wants a clear picture, representation, expression of God. Not worshiping gesture, not serving gesture, not working gesture, but a clear picture that represents God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
I'm talking very deep stuff now. Okay? You got to use your spirit to understand this. I said it again. Now, look at this. I'm worshiping God. Oh, you know, I worship you, Almighty God, there is none. I'm worshiping God, I'm praising God, but you know what? I may be praising God in my own way, and I'm not praising God, I'm praising myself. Are you hearing me? I'm serving God, making food or cleaning, whatever. I'm serving God, but you know what? God is not there. I'm serving myself, actually. I'm working for God, but you know what? God is not there. I'm working for myself. Do you understand? God is not interested in worship or serving or working for God. God is interested in Himself. God is interested in putting Himself into you. God is interested in dispensing Himself into you. Do you understand? God, listen. God does not want to bless you like, hey, bless my son. I bless you. God does not want to do this. No, look. God does not want to do this. Steve, I bless you.
And then go.
Leave. No. God does not want this. This is religion. God wants, hey, I love you, Steve. I created you and you're mine. And I love you so much, I want to go into you. Enter into you. Enter into his being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, how can God enter into you? How? How can God enter into you? God has to go through the process. And that process is first, God had to become man to come to this earth. So Jesus became the flesh. Jesus, the Son of God, became the Son of Man in the flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. He came in the flesh. He lived 33 years of life. And then He died on the cross because we are sinners, right? He died on the cross, crucified the flesh. And He finished Satan there, right? So if we believe in Jesus Christ, you know what? Jesus Christ take away our sins. Hallelujah. We become righteous. Amen. And then Jesus Christ not only died, He rose again. And He became a life-giving. Come on, you know that. Come on. He became a life-giving
spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen. So now He can enter into you. Did you know that, brother? Now Jesus is the spirit, life-giving spirit. If you say, amen, He will come to you. He will enter into you. And He will bless you. He'll be your life. He'll be your peace. He'll be your love. He'll be your everything. This is the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, look at, is it love? Okay. All right, look at this now.
Okay.
Genesis 1:26 says, God created man in His image, in His likeness, in His image. So my image here actually is a resemblance of God. God looks like this because I was created in the image of God. You do this. God looks like me. Go ahead. Talk to somebody. God looks like me. That's what God said. God created in the image of God. God created man in the image of God. Now listen. Here's a glove. Here's a glove. Right? Now listen. Glove is just a glove. Is there a life here?
No.
No life. So, but glove is made in the image of what? Hanan. Jordan. Hanan Jordan. Glove is made in the image of what? God. No. This glove is made in the image of what? Image of foot?
No.
Image of cat?
No.
Image of hand, right? Image of glove? This glove is made in the image of hand. Yes?
Yes.
So, glove has no life, but this hand has life, isn't it? It's living, right?
Yep.
This glove is no life. It's not moving. Do you understand? So, we are like a glove. God created, right, us in image, God's image, right? And God, listen, God is like a substance. God is the reality, God is the substance, we are the shadow, right?
And if you say, I believe in Jesus, if you say that, this is what happens. This is what happens. If you say, I believe in Jesus, then God's okay, you believe me? Okay, I'm going to go into you now. Glove is you, hand is God, okay? Okay, I'm gonna wear you now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see it? Do you see this? Now glove and hand is one now. It's one, right? They're moving together.
Amen.
They're moving together, they're talking together. They're one. Wherever a hand is going, the glove is following. Do you understand? However the hand is moving, the glove is moving together.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Now glove is alive.
Amen.
We were like a glove, nothing. But God breathed the breath of life and we became a living being.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My brother, do you want to stay like this? Hey, you know, moving together, excitement with God, you know, living together, you know what I'm saying? Talking to God, listening to Him. You want to live like this? Or you want to live like this? No life. Just stay there. You know what I'm saying? Somebody will step. Nobody cares. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You understand? There's no life here. You want to just stay as a glove, or you want to wear and become one with God and express God. It's your choice. How about that, Shay? Isn't this great? Do you understand, Brother Shay? All you need to do is say, Lord Jesus. Everybody say, Lord
Jesus.
The Bible says, Acts chapter 2, right? 2. It says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I don't know how it happens, but when you say Lord Jesus, the Spirit of God will come into you and you will feel peace that no one can give to you. I believe, Brother Yusuf, someone said he looks like Jesus. You're talking about the Jesus in the photograph, picture. Okay? But he doesn't look like that, actually. But he's handsome. You see, Brother Yusuf, inside there's a Jesus. Right? There's a peace. Why? Because he's a believer. I pray that all of you will experience this peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we want to express Jesus. Amen. We want to express Him. Amen. Everything we do should express God. Listen, if somebody say, I want to know God, I want to see God, right? We can tell them, hey, come to Overflowing Church. Come to our church. Amen? And let them see and meet Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. 통역하지 마고 잠깐 나와보세요. Okay, listen now. One last point. I'm done. One last point. Okay? Sit down. This is my wife, by the way. Okay, listen. I'm a man, right? I'm a man. And me alone, I'm incomplete. I look handsome, right? You guys are much more handsome. Morocco, I don't know why. What's wrong? You're all handsome. Morocco. Listen, I am handsome and I look, you know, fairly nice, whatever. But I am, whatever, even if I'm handsome, listen, I'm incomplete. Incomplete. How can I be complete? When my wife comes and be together and join me. Come. She's my wife. Live together for 20, how many years? We keep counting.
After 20 years.
Stop counting. After 20 years, stop counting. Listen, she's my wife. Together we are complete. Without her, I'm incomplete. Without me, she's even more incomplete. Very fragile. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But together, we are complete. This is how God created Adam and Eve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I, man, signifies Christ. Wife, woman, signifies church.
Amen.
Christ and the church. This is the kernel of the Bible. This is the heart of the Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So together we can express God adequately. Amen.
Amen.
Me alone, I cannot express God adequately. Do you understand?
Amen.
I need her to be complete.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. Spiritually speaking, listen, we are the bride of Christ. Christ needs the bride. Because He's the bridegroom, we are the bride. Christ needs us. Christ needs you. To express Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we need Christ because without Him, we're nothing. He's a reality, and we're the shadow. Oh, praise Jesus. We want Jesus Christ to come back and take us home. Amen. All right. Let's just close our eyes for a second. Oh, Lord Jesus. We are His expression. Thank you that we are your expression.